This is HPR episode 2034 entitled, Frank's 5-Seed Bread. It is hosted by Frank Bell and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, Frank describes his recipe for 5-Seed Bread, which was inspired by a Kerry Greenwood mystery novel.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Howdy, folks. This is 5150, and I'm here to tell you about Kansas Linux Fest 2016, which will be happening on the campus of Wichita State University May 21st and 22nd. KLF started last year with the idea that a first-rate Linux event could be hosted in the underserved Midwest. I think KLF 2016 is the further realization of that dream. The full schedule is now available at KansasLinuxFest.com, but highlights for me include Alex Juarez from Rackspace and Ryan Sipes from Kansas's own Mycroft.ai project. There is also a talk on Sunday morning about promoting free software and the role of the hobbyist podcaster. Attendance is without cost, but donations may be made on the sponsor page. Guests who arrive Friday evening may attend a free showing of Revolution OS. The Saturday night event will be hosted at Headshots, a video game bar. I know it seems a little late to put the word out, but please don't miss this opportunity to interact with your fellow open source enthusiasts and professionals in the only venue convenient to the central United States.
Hello, this is Frank Bell. Today I want to describe my recipe for 5-seed bread. Actually, it's more like 4.5-seed bread for reasons that will become apparent. This recipe was not completely my creation. It was inspired by a sentence in the mystery, Earthly Delights, by the marvelous Australian mystery writer, Kerry Greenwood. I started reading this because I had read all of Kerry Greenwood's Franny Fisher mysteries and enjoyed her writing so much I decided to try her other series of books. In this series, Corinna Chapman, the detective, is by profession a baker. And there's lots of tidbits in the stories about baking, bakeries, and food. In fact, so much so that there's even been Corinna Chapman cookbook produced of some of the recipes that appear in the stories. There'll be a link to information about Kerry Greenwood, to the Corinna Chapman cookbook, and other related material in the show notes. I'm going to read to you the sentence that inspired me to come up with this recipe. Corinna, who's narrating the story, says, "I began making seed bread. This is my secret recipe. You need 7 kinds of seeds. I use kibbled wheats, oats, poppy seed, dill, fennel, caraway, and coriander." I did a little looking around, extensive research of about 10 seconds of searching on the internet, and found out that kibbled wheat is, in the States, what we call cracked wheat. And kibbled oats appears to be the same thing as steel-cut oats. I had neither one of those on hand. That's how this ended up as 4.5-seed bread. I don't have much use for oats anyway. Having grown up in the South, I never have understood why people would eat oats when they could eat grits. As far as I'm concerned, oats are for horses. But that's another story. So here's what I used to make this bread. This recipe makes 1 loaf. 1 cup of warm water, and I will include a link to American and metric equivalents in the show notes, a packet of yeast, about 1.5 cups of white flour, and about 1.5 cups of rye flour. 1 tablespoon each of dill seed, fennel seed, sesame seed, caraway seed. Now, since I didn't have any coriander seed on hand at the time, I now have because I plan to make this again, I used a teaspoon of ground coriander. That's why I call this 4.5 seed bread. About 1/4 teaspoon of salt, and I threw in about 1/2 teaspoon of light brown sugar just to give the yeast something to chew on. The procedure is very straightforward. Dissolve the yeast in warm water and proof. That's fancy cooking talk for give it a sniff to make sure the yeast is still alive. Add the seed, salt, and sugar. Then add the white flour, and I put in all 1.5 cups at once and stir well. Then add the rye flour about 1/2 cup at a time, stirring after each addition until the dough is nice and stiff and firm enough to knead. In other words, it's not sticky, it doesn't come apart in your hands anymore, though it will still probably feel a little bit moist. Pour the dough out on a floured board, and the reason to put flour on the board is it keeps the dough from sticking to the cutting board, and sprinkle with a little white flour on the top, again to keep it from sticking to your hands, and then knead until it's firm and springy and forms a nice coherent ball. If it feels a little sticky as you knead it, just sprinkle a little more flour in until it feels right. Then pour a bit of olive oil into a bowl, an opaque bowl like a stainless steel bowl, and roll the dough around in it, the ball of dough in it, until it's coated with the olive oil. Then cover it and allow it to rise till it's about twice its size. This will take approximately 1.5 hours, depending on the heat or humidity. If it's a nice warm day and you can put it outside in the sun, it's going to rise a little faster. When the dough is approximately doubled in size, shape it into a loaf or place it in a loaf pan. I like to line my loaf pans with a little olive oil and then sprinkle some cornmeal in there and shake them around. It makes it less likely that the dough is going to stick to the loaf pan when you're cooking. And then let it rise again for about 20 minutes. Once it's ready, place it into an oven preheated to about 400 Fahrenheit and bake until a knife inserted into it comes out clean. In my oven, that's approximately 30 minutes. If you want the loaf to be a little crustier, you can place a pan of hot water in the oven or place a pan of cold water in the oven when you start to preheat it, and that humidity inside the oven will help make the bread crustier. And then you can brush the bread as it's cooking with the hot water a couple of times, say at about, if you're cooking, if it's going to cook 30 minutes, say at the 10 and 20 minute marks. And then when it's done, take it out and enjoy. The resulting loaf of bread is very savory. I can't see eating it with something sweet like jam. It's very good with butter. It's also very good just to dip it into olive oil, good grade virgin olive oil, as you often see done in Italian restaurants. Or just nosh on it. It would probably be really good also with Swiss cheese. I hope you all enjoy this. I look forward to making this again and trying other variations, and I will catch you on the flip. If you want to contact me, you can email me at frank@pineviewfarm.net, and my website is pineviewfarm.net. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hecker Public Radio at heckerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.